Your sixth season?
Yeah, I just finished up year number 5, Jay. So little time to decompress here. But before you know it, season number 6 for me will be up and running.
So in your tenure, you have had direct contact with at least 2 of 3 coaches. And that would be John Beilein, J.B. Bickerstaff. Did you have any contact with Larry Drew? I know he was only there for a year.
I was working at a Cavalier affiliate station, and so I had minimal interactions with Larry Drew, his pregame press conferences and the like, but not nearly as much as I had with Coach Beilein and, of course, with J.B.
J.B., was it a shock?
No, it wasn't a shock, Jay. It wasn't surprising. He was the 6th longest tenured coach in the NBA. So that shows you how quickly they churn through head coaches. And so, no, not necessarily a stunning surprise. I thought the Cavaliers would take a look at things once the season concluded. And obviously, they did just that. And Kobe Altman in his press conference after the announcement of JB's dismissal was made said, listen, nothing. I mean, zero. And I agree. Negative about J.B. Bickerstaff. He did an extraordinary job with this basketball team and for the organization. But I think a fresh set of eyes, a different perspective, especially if they're keeping the roster pretty much intact, which sounds like the direction they're going to go. J.B., there is zero to say negatively about J.B. Bickerstaff. He's a class guy. He's a wonderful person with a wonderful family and certainly did yeoman's work as far as being the head coach of the Cavaliers.
The team credits Bickerstaff with reinvigorating a franchise that was flailing, putting the team back together. But they made it clear in that press conference, Tim, that he will be remembered for, quote, underachieving in the postseason. Do you think that's fair?
I don't know if that's fair. I would say, listen, this team made progress and is absolutely on the right trajectory under J.B. Bickerstaff. 2 years ago, the Cavaliers made the play-in tournament, got knocked out, but made the play-in tournament. Last year, of course, got beat in the first round by the New York Knicks. And the stated goal for this year, Jay, they put it out there in training camp and preseason. We want to get beyond the first round of the playoffs. We want to advance further. And they did that, a grueling 7-game series with Orlando, but managed to come out on top. And then I thought they battled Boston tremendously, especially in games 4 and 5 without Jared Allen, without Donovan Mitchell, and then in game 5 without Caris LeVert. So I don't know if they necessarily underachieved in the playoffs. You know, you hate what if, you know, whether it's sports, whether it's life, what if this, what if that? And boy, I'll always wonder what if in that Celtics series, if they had had Jared Allen, if they had had Donovan Mitchell. I'm not saying they would have beat Boston. I'm not saying that. Boston had the best record in the NBA, and now they're in the NBA Finals. But what if they had had Jared and Donovan? I think that could have turned out to be very, very interesting.
So now we face an offseason where a new coach will be hired. And 4 names seem to be being bandied about. Kenny Atkinson with the Warriors, Johnny Bryant with the Knicks, Terry Stotts, the former head coach with the Hawks, the Bucks, and the Trailblazers. And now the team's asked permission to speak with James Borrego, who's the assistant with the Pelicans, who allegedly has an interest in the Lakers job. Who of those 4 stands out?
Well, that's a better question for Kobe Altman and Mike Ganzi, the general manager. I know they're going to do a deep dive. I will say this. This is a critical hire. This is a massive opportunity for whoever gets the job, but it's also going to present a lot of pressure because this is a Cavs team right now, Jay, that's in a win-now mode. They aren't looking to do a rebuild or reshape the roster and say, okay, see what you can do with this. They truly believe that with another piece or two, they will be a championship-level basketball team. And so whoever the next coach is, whether it's one of the 4 you mentioned or even someone who would emerge after that, they are going to be faced with the task of getting this team beyond where they've been. And that means Eastern Conference Finals, NBA Finals, whoever the Cavaliers bring in for this job, it's going to be somebody that's tasked with get us to the next level, another level. This team is on a championship quest. And so whether it's one of those 4 or as I said, even somebody outside of that box, they're going to be facing a lot of pressure to get this team to the next level, a championship level.
Earlier in the conversation, you said it looked like there would be no offseason roster moves. Yet, rumors persist about Donovan Mitchell leaving, perhaps some sort of a rift between Mitchell and Garland. Is any of that true?
Well, I've never, ever seen any sort of rift between Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland. And I'm on the bus. I'm at shoot around. I'm at practices in the hotels. I think they get along fabulously as far as off the floor. Now, you can look at the numbers and say, do they play well together on the floor? Is it a backcourt that meshes? Kobe Altman says yes, thinks the numbers are there for the proof is in the pudding, per se, that Garland and Mitchell do play well together. And there are those who look at it and say that may not necessarily be true. I don't pretend to be the expert on the answer to that question. All I know is that Kobe, in his end-of-the-season press conference, said, listen, our projected starting five, when we broke preseason camp of Garland, Mitchell, Strus, Mobley, and Allen, they were projected to be the starting five, and they only played 28 games as a starting five, and they were 18-10. So he thinks that record shows that starting five can be successful and will be successful. That's how I take that, insofar as Kobe said there isn't going to be a lot of roster changes. Now, again, Kobe Altman's the president of basketball operations. If his phone is ringing, it's his job to answer it. And if he gets blown away with some sort of proposal, that may give him pause to take a look at that and say, okay, this would make our team better. But circling back to your original question, Jay, no, I've never, ever sensed any sort of rift between DG and Donovan Mitchell. None whatsoever.
So going into your sixth season, what are you most excited about when October comes?
Oh, I'm excited about the fact that this team is in a win-now mode. Now, listen, my first 2 years with the Cavaliers, they won 19 and 22 games respectively, and I still love the job. I have a passion for play-by-play, but there's nothing like playoff-intensity basketball. This year, to call that Orlando series, and in particular a game seven, and then advance to take on Boston, that'll give you goosebumps.
Tim Elkhorn is the radio play-by-play announcer for the Cleveland Cavaliers, heard on 31 stations throughout the Cavs audioverse. We thank you so much for joining us. And for Ohio Sports Magazine, I'm Jay Fox.
Common Man and T-Bone.
I've declared it. It's
awesome. Declare.
Show's great.
You can't declare this early.
It's great. This is the fourth show that's been great my entire career.
No.
Four.
Stop it.
Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company.
Weekdays 3 to 6 on the...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
I am Kate Burdett. The state of Ohio features a diverse landscape with rolling hills, winding streams, and a great lake. And for 75 years, the Ohio Department of Natural Resources has been charged with the protection and conservation of the landscape. This year, the department is celebrating a huge milestone, of course, and there's some special programming we've already talked about here on Ohio Sports Magazine. Today, with kind of an overall look at the 75th anniversary of ODNR, we're joined by Ohio Department of Natural Resources Director Mary Mertz. Director Mertz, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. I'm delighted to join you and look forward to talking about all the great things we have going on at the Department of Natural Resources.
And there are so many. Whereas we focus a lot on the recreational aspects of the Ohio outdoors, there's also geology and forestry and so many other mineral resources management, so many other things that fall under your department. It begs the question, 75 years ago, if no one had ever said, let's get this all organized and make a department to make sure that this is conserved and protected, what do you think would have happened in Ohio?
Well, you know, to answer that question, let me take you back even further to the 1700s, right? So when we had the Northwest Territory, there were already some laws that applied conservation principles and tried to protect the lands and the waters. And so for many years, the variety of governmental units engaged in various conservation activities. So there are lots of rules about timbering and tree protection and water protection. And I think it took a while. It took until 1949 for that wide variety of commissions that had been established and government units and different interests to bring it all together under one umbrella to provide a unified voice for conservation. But the roots of the agency go back. I mean, the Division of Geological Survey was established in the early 1800s. Last year, our Division of Wildlife celebrated its 150th anniversary. It started as a three-person fish commission. So deep roots that go way back that finally came together in one department in 1949. And I think that was a great opportunity for better collaboration, communication, and like I said, a unified voice for conservation in Ohio.
And aren't we lucky to have that? I mean, the acres and acres of recreational areas, the miles of shoreline, the fishing, the hunting, and all of the other activities that our great outdoors in the state of Ohio offer us. What would you say, Director Mertz, is, and it's probably like trying to pick your favorite child, but if you had to pick a favorite outdoor activity in Ohio for you personally, what would it be?
Well, actually, I'm a big hiker, so that is probably my favorite thing to do. That's not to say, you know, I enjoy kayaking and I enjoy fishing. I enjoy hunting. I got my first ducks last fall. I enjoy, you know, all of the outdoor sports. I'm a big sailor. I grew up a sailor for many years, but the one thing that I always return to is hiking. And so I have spent an enormous amount of time hiking trails across Ohio, and that would be, my fallback choice in any situation. But I enjoy all those outdoor activities.
When one thinks about the state of Ohio, and if they're not a native or a resident, they may think, well, yeah, it's in the middle of the country, whatever. No fun on the water. But, oh, lest they forget, we have this amazing Lake Erie shoreline. What have you seen in your tenure as the director of ODNR as some kinds of evolutions or changes that may be happening along our shoreline for sports people and conservationists?
Right. So there's no doubt that Lake Erie is an economic driver in the state of Ohio for a whole bunch of reasons. But recreational pursuits is a key one. The charter fishing industry up there is second to none. It's not a joke to call ourselves the walleye capital of the world, because truly the walleye fishing up there is spectacular. I am not a talented angler, and I can still find success on Lake Erie. So that's an amazing place to go. But an even more interesting outdoor pursuit that I have seen develop over the years up there is bird watching. So birding has really taken off, I would say, in the last 10 years. And the birding along Lake Erie is pretty amazing, particularly in the spring during the warbler migrations. You will find people from all over the world to join our shorelines and watch that warbler migration. So for me, that trend, you know, people sort of traditionally think of, you know, on the recreation side, you think of boating and hiking, and on the wildlife side, you think of hunting and fishing. But birding, I would predict, it has taken off and people enjoy it and they love it. You can do it whatever your abilities are. And I think that's a trend for the future. And we are trying to support that by providing access and amenities and education to help people develop that birding and any wildlife watching for that matter. We've got a lot of things going on to count various, the sandhill cranes and to count the eaglets and to, a lot of activity to help people with the wildlife watching. But I think that is sort of a new recreational sport. I'm going to go ahead and give it that tag, a recreational sport. That birding has taken off, and you find it not only along Lake Erie, but throughout the rest of Ohio, too. There are important stopover places for different species, and that has created a lot of fun for folks.
We'll have more of this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
Did you know 38% of Ohio's teenagers have spent money on gambling in video and online games? Items like mystery boxes, skins, and spin to win mimic gambling, putting children at a higher risk of experiencing a gambling disorder as an adult. So get in the know about youth gambling and start the conversation with discussion guides, parent resources, and more at changethegameohio.org. That's changethegameohio.org.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy houses as is fast for cash. Call me today for an all-cash offer on any of your properties, and we can close within days at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. Do you own a property that's outdated and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, I'll buy it. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. Would it be convenient for you if you could simply take what you wanted and leave the rest behind? Great, I'll buy it. I buy vacant properties, inherited homes, divorce situations, death in the family, apartment buildings, rental portfolios. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. Call TurboTrack Realty today for an all-cash offer and speak with one of our friendly staff members at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Do you have foot pain? Foot pain is not normal, regardless of your age or job. Podiatric physicians are the most qualified doctors to care for your feet and can provide important foot care solutions or shoe inserts to better manage foot pain. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association podiatric physicians are located throughout the state and are dedicated to providing the highest quality foot and ankle care. We've been serving the profession and the public for over 100 years. To find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
The ONN Daily Podcast. Get a recap of all the day's news from across the state.
ONN affiliate WBNS-TV reports.
Haley Kirby reporting in downtown Toledo.
From the State House, Kevin Landers.
ONN Canton.
ONN affiliate WKYC-TV in Cleveland explains.
In Marietta, Brett Wharf, ONN News.
Emma Henderson in Genoa.
The ONN Daily Podcast. Listen at onnradio.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts from the Ohio News Network. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
I'm Kate Burdett, talking with Mary Mertz. She is the director of the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, celebrating its 75th anniversary this year. And what an anniversary it is when you look back at the history that goes, as Mary has shared with us, even past 75 years ago, further back into history, where people in the earlier days of Ohio were thinking about things like conservation and sport fishing and things like that, and how to best regulate it for future generations. The Division of Natural Areas and Preserves is overseeing a system of 145 nature preserves in Ohio, natural areas, scenic rivers, and protecting significant native aquatic and terrestrial features here in Ohio. So important. Director Mertz, what types of challenges does the Ohio Department of Natural Resources face when you are trying to conserve or even preserve a species?
So, you know, the work of that particular division is incredibly important, protecting our most precious, rarest, most fragile flora and fauna. And so some of the challenges we face, frankly, is how to protect the land where those finds are made, right? So we do spend some of our energy and some of our resources in actually acquiring property where we are most likely to have and where we have found those very special species. So I know in my tenure, we've added a number of state nature preserves. Now, we don't own all of them. Sometimes it's a designation and a local nonprofit or a local government unit might own it and manage it, although we do own and manage most of them. But that has been a priority to identify those areas, make those designations. And we have an initiative going on now called the H2 Ohio Rivers Initiative, which is really about acquiring that property along our most pristine waterways, because the way to keep them pristine is to keep the riparian areas, you know, the shoreline, the riverbanks, mm-hmm. to keep them as well. So the actual acquisition or easements along those areas, and that's a challenge, right? It takes resources and it takes the agreement of the property owners. So that's been very important because that is the best way to protect those things.
In light of that, what can I or anyone as an everyday Ohioan do just in our daily life? Are there any tips that you can give us in terms of helping to preserve, conserve, to not harm the natural environment of Ohio as we live in it and go about our lives? Are there initiatives that we should be aware of or habit changes one should be thinking about at this point?
Well, I don't know if it's habits, but first of all, I would encourage people to get outdoors because, you know, you can't appreciate something and you can't want to protect it unless you've experienced it, unless you've taken that sunset walk, unless you've stood under those, you know, falling leaves in a mature or ancient forest, unless you've kayaked down that waterway. It's hard to really appreciate how those ecosystems contribute to our lives. So my very first recommendation would be get outside, live it, love it, own it, understand it. And I think when you know, you know, your own community and, you know, the state, and you've done that, and then you want to do more. And so I think that's the first most important thing. And then it just becomes very natural to, you know, help us with, you know, we are constantly involved in litter pickup initiatives. We are, you know, within our state park system, we have an initiative called the Conserve Initiative, where we are trying to use sustainable products throughout. We are encouraging sustainable practices and recycling and reducing energy usage in all of our campgrounds and parks. So we have a lot of tips, and sometimes we have sessions where we give people advice on what they can do, particularly when they're, you know, camping and enjoying the great outdoors. So I think really the first most important thing is to get out there and experience it. And then I think the rest just kind of comes naturally after that, because then you realize how great it is.
Make it a part of your life, whether you're hiking, fishing, hunting, birding, any of these wonderful outdoor activities, especially now that we are in the months of more pleasant weather to be outside in. There's a lot of opportunities in the state of Ohio to enjoy the great outdoors. Mary Mertz, director of the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, joining us today on Ohio Sports Magazine as the department, which oversees quite a lot of the great outdoors in Ohio, is celebrating its 75th anniversary. You can get more information about special programs and events that are being planned in celebration of the anniversary and information about all of these other aspects of the ODNR that we've discussed today at ohiodnr.gov. Before we go, Director Mertz, what are you most excited about as you look forward to the next 75 years of ODNR?
Well, I'm excited about the next 75 years. I'm also excited in the next 2 weeks. Actually, we are poised to open our 76th state park. So it was very fitting as we began our 75th anniversary to, you know, talk about our 75 state parks. But in just 2 weeks, we open our 75th in Greene County. And it is really a place to celebrate history. It is the site of a former Shawnee village that existed there in the late 1700s, sort of in the Revolutionary War village that existed there in the late 1700s, sort of in the Revolutionary War era. And we purchased the land, and we will be opening this park, which will include a very large interpretive center that really tells the story of the Shawnee and their interactions with the pioneers and the frontiersmen who were coming through the area at that time. And we try to tell a story of both the Native Americans and the frontiersmen and how they interacted with our natural resources. So the museum will feature a living stream. And we hope that after kids and adults experience that living stream in the museum, they'll walk out of the museum and take the trail down to the Little Miami and see the real thing. The park will include a half-mile walking loop called the Chief Blackfish Trail. And, you know, along the way, we'll share information to help people understand and appreciate that incredible history and past we have in Ohio and connect with it and think about, you know, all the things that came before us and what we'll see in the future. So I'm looking forward to that in the next 2 weeks. That's very exciting. And then hopefully 75 more years and more of great stewardship of Ohio's natural resources.
And see, you could have just stopped at 75 state parks. That works perfectly, but you're just an overachiever.
We're excited. This actually is a real initiative of Governor DeWine. So he grew up in Greene County, as well as Mrs. DeWine, and they grew up with all the legends and stories and the curiosity about, you know, what happened in that village. And so, you know, we worked with the federally recognized Shawnee tribes out in Oklahoma and a number of scholars to and the Ohio History Connection to do the very best we can to tell this story. And I think it's a beautiful marriage of natural resources and history, and I'm proud that we are a part of preserving that.
Does the new state park have a name yet?
Great Council State Park. That's what it'll be called.
Excellent. And opening date is?
June 7th. Cut that ribbon June 7th.
Very exciting. We'll be looking forward to that and so much more. Mary Mertz, Director of the Ohio Department of Natural Resources. We so appreciate you joining us today on Ohio Sports Magazine.
The Fan is your home for the Dallas Cowboys.
No, we're not. You can't say that. Take two.
The Fan is your home of the Buckeyes. Yes, that's right. Same thing, but more playoff success. Now give Big Voice Guy another brandy.
Thank you.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
And this is ONN.
A seismic change is coming to college athletics in the next year or so. Last week, the NCAA agreed to a settlement in three ongoing court cases, but the one you've heard the most about is House versus NCAA. That was brought on by former UCLA basketball player Grant House in 2020. He sued the NCAA, claiming it and the Power Five conferences it represents worked together to exploit student-athlete labor and limit the compensation athletes can receive. They claim the NCAA's restrictions on name, image, and likeness and control of TV markets prevent athletes from profiting on their true market value, which is more than scholarships and educational funding. The settlement comes in two primary forms: a $2.7 billion payout from the NCAA and its member conferences to current and former student athletes, and the NCAA will allow colleges to begin sharing television revenue with their student athletes starting in the fall of 2025. Greg Sankey is the commissioner of the Southeastern Conference, one of the most powerful individuals in college athletics. He was down in Destin, Florida this week for SEC annual meetings. ESPN's Paul Feinbaum was down there as well. And in an interview earlier this week with Bo Bishop on ONN affiliate WBNS FM in Columbus, Paul talked about the changes that Sankey and other conference commissioners face in the wake of House versus NCAA.
I think he's ready to turn this House NCAA settlement roster management page to look to the future. As soon as he started talking about the future, he did become very cautious by saying, listen, there are other leagues under a lot of pressure right now, and we don't want to cause any more by talking about it, namely the ACC. One of the reporters that we had on during the week, whether this is legitimate or not, said, without saying sources, without saying it could or what, he said, it's an absolute fact that Clemson and Florida State are out of the ACC in about a year, and the schools to keep your eye on are North Carolina and Virginia. I know we've had these conversations, yeah. But that caused a bit of a road down there. And what he also said was that that Florida State was definitely slated for the Big Ten, but not Clemson. I mean, I have no idea where these guys get this stuff, but that was certainly the buzz among the media.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's kind of been there, that, you know, that Florida State thing. And anytime I talk to anybody down there, they're like, oh, yeah, the Big Ten wants us. I hope you're right. I hope you're right. Or maybe you go at it alone and do an independent thing. It's hard to say. You mentioned the lack of Saban there, and he's kind of just been this overwhelming presence in that league for a long time. Kirby would feel to me to obviously be next man up with that. Who else were you in terms of just kind of the way they carried themselves this week in terms of ready to maybe step into that shadow?
I think Lane Kiffin is probably the most dynamic. There's not a lot of star power anymore. And I think, by the way, I think the Big Ten will see a little bit of that. As goofy as he was, the loss of Harbaugh takes some of the bright lights out of the room. And in the SEC, you know, Brian Kelly is not a charismatic. I mean, he's smart, but he's not overly charismatic. Kirby really is not at all. You don't have the Urban Meyers or the Steve Spurriers from yesteryear. Even Lou Holtz spent some time in the SEC, as hard as that is to believe. You have, and I think that's one reason why Greg Sankey, the commissioner, was in the headlines literally every day, because what he said mattered most, where in the past you would get the Saban soundbite. I remember down there once, I was on ESPN all morning long because Saban said something, or even as absolutely goofy as he was, I mean, Jimbo Fisher carried some clout. Not many of the other ones do. The Texas A&M coach, I could walk by him and not knowing who he was. I mean, Billy Napier, the Florida coach, is at one of the premier schools, but most people are writing him off. Sarkisian may be next from Texas because, I watched the media. I mean, he seemed to be the one everyone wanted to talk to this year.
We'll have more of this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
Hi, here are some ways to listen to The Fan. You can download The Fan app or listen at home on your smart speaker or open up the iHeartRadio app or hold your head out the window and hear Common Man scream. Happy listening from the dopes at The Fan.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
Time to discuss Cincinnati Reds baseball and hear from Jeff Carr of Locked On Reds with our Paul Keels.
As always, we get a chance to talk with one of the co-hosts from the Locked On Reds podcast. This week, we speak with Jeff Carr. And Jeff, let's begin by dealing with the somewhat spicy topic that you guys dealt with in your most recent podcast, and that was the final game of the Cardinals series and how there seemed to be a little bit of, I know the word punt has been used a lot. How about waving the white flag, possibly?
Yeah, that was something I had a couple of conversations with off air with some folks of should David Bell be thrown into the Bengals punter position battle this training camp season. But no, it was very odd to me, Paul, because this final game of the Cardinals series, it felt like the game was there for the Reds the entire time. There was no point where I was like, okay, they're out of it. This is kind of a tough pill to swallow, even into the ninth inning. In the top of the ninth, they bring in Buck Farmer, which is fine. He's been pitching good, but he had pitched a full inning, 27 pitches the night before. So it was like, okay, you bring him in, maybe you have somebody in the bullpen warming just in case things go south. Well, things went south. There were base runners. He loaded the bases. He even walked in a run, and he pitched the entire inning. It seemed as though David Bell brought him in and was living or dying with whatever he had to give the Reds that night. And a 2-run deficit became a 3-run deficit. And there were multiple times during the bottom of the ninth inning where a base hit could have tied the game if it was just a 2-run deficit. But instead, it just felt as though that 3-run hill to climb was too much. And you had Fernando Cruz, you had Alexis Diaz still sitting in the bullpen ready to go, and an off day afterward. I questioned the urgency with which he managed that ninth inning, and it did. It kind of felt like he waved the white flag.
You know, and I agree exactly with what you're saying, but let's look at it from this standpoint. And this is what I was thinking, Jeff, as it was going on. We're used to seeing Buck Farmer pitch a lot, but was this a little too much in one situation?
It felt like it, and especially, I mean, he had a walk. He had a hard luck bunt single by Michael Ciani where he just took advantage of the fact that Jamer Candelario was playing back off the line, and he was able to lay down a perfect bunt. But overall, I mean, those couple of base runners, that's when you really take stock, and then he loads the bases on another walk. And at that point, you could see that when he threw strikes, it was, oh, hey, that was a strike. It didn't seem planned. It didn't seem like he had his command that he had the night before. So I felt like, and it was odd because I think that the cameramen agreed because there were multiple shots of David Bell in the dugout just sitting by, being completely okay with everything that was going on. And that really kind of struck me in a very strange way.
Understand it. You weren't alone. Another topic that we've discussed before, and I know it's a popular one with you and Steve, and that is TJ Friedl being back. I know all are hoping that, especially once he gets a few games under his belt, he can come back to being the Captain Chaos that you guys talk about a lot.
I'm telling you what, I think he's got an adamantium skeleton going on or something. Like, he's Wolverine. I mean, he comes back earlier than people thought from the broken wrist. Then he gets another hard luck injury, gets hit by a pitch, breaks his thumb. And now he's back 2 weeks before they thought that would recover. So it's great to see him back in the lineup. And yeah, he didn't have a hit in that first game back, but he did get on base twice. He made a lot of great plays in center field, a couple of good running catches and stuff, as it were. I think he looks 100%, and they've come up with a strategy, I guess, to keep that thumb from bothering him too much, because as they said on the broadcast yesterday, that it's really mostly about pain management and what he can tolerate. And you see on his batting glove, they sort of have a sort of brace for his thumb as he's gripping the bat. So he's going to probably have to get used to that a little bit in his swing. But as long as he can bring his on-base ability to that leadoff spot, then this lineup will hopefully begin to stabilize where we just have not seen any sort of consistency out of them.
Jeff Carr from the Locked On Reds podcast. Always appreciate your time, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Go Reds.
We'll have more of this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
Time now to get some highlights from the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show with Jay Crawford. Here's producer Bodie Wells to set the scene.
Thanks, Kate. This week, the guys debated if Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson is under the most pressure of any NFL player this season.
We don't know. You know, 10 years from now, what's how's Deshaun Watson going to be thought of? Is he going to be thought of as a guy who looked great for 4 years in Houston and then flamed out, got in trouble, and never did anything? Or is he going to be a guy that had that flamed out for a couple of years and then bounced back and was great again? We don't know yet, Jason. So I don't know, you know, how you feel like he fits in.
I think I love how Mike's brain works most of the time. And yeah. Like, I think you guys are really going to love this NBA NFL quarterback thing you're going to do tomorrow.
I know he mentioned
it. I thought he nailed it. I think he's nuts on this one.
Okay.
There's no pressure on Deshaun Watson. Like, man's got $230 million guaranteed in the bank if he never takes another snap in the NFL. How is there pressure? You know who there's pressure on? Isaac Rochelle. That's who's got pressure on him. And guys like that. But that's...
I get what you're saying.
That's where the pressure is.
Yes.
Guys who are, like, hanging on to their careers and they don't know where their next team is and they don't know if they're going to make a roster and they don't know if they're going to make a check. That's who's got pressure on him. And, I mean, it ain't Deshaun. Now, if you want to talk... Like Trevor, I can buy because he doesn't have that contract, like the generational contract. He doesn't have that yet. I don't think Aaron Rodgers feeling any pressure at all. If he goes out there and flames out, okay, so he'll go into government, right, or he'll go into politics, or he didn't care. He didn't care.
Or go into a conspiracy theory podcast.
Yeah, I mean, he'll go in his dark cave for another week. So I don't think there's pressure on him. Dak, I think there's always a certain amount of something that comes with being the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. I think that's legit.
To catch the full breakdown, just search for the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show on YouTube. Make sure to hit that subscribe button and enjoy their daily content covering all things Cleveland sports. We'll be back to wrap up this week's Ohio Sports Magazine show here on the Ohio News Network.
Hey folks, it's game day and the betting's gonna be intense, Drew.
You said it, Dave, but a good pregame routine keeps betting responsible.
That's right, you gotta pause before you play.
Good call. Sports betting is hot, but it can be risky.
And pausing to set limits is an all-star move.
That's right, Dave. If you bet on sports, pause before you play to set limits, recognize the risk, and know when to stop.
Learn more at pausebeforeyouplay.org.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy real estate as is fast for cash. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. I buy vacant properties, inherited homes, divorce situations, death in the family. I even buy my tenants won't pay me the rent houses. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
The ONN Daily Podcast. Get a recap of all the day's news from across the state.
ONN affiliate WBNS-TV reports.
Haley Kirby reporting in downtown Toledo.
From the State House, Kevin Landers.
ONN Canton.
ONN affiliate WKYC-TV in Cleveland explains.
In Marietta, Brett Worf, ONN News.
Emma Henderson in Genoa.
The ONN Daily Podcast. Listen at onnradio.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts from the Ohio News Network.
This is the sound of a popular American motorcycle. It's the sound of freedom, the open road, really good times. And this is what it sounds like with a drunk guy in it. How do you like the sound of that? Cops are cracking down on drunk motorcycle riders. If you ride drunk, you will get caught and you will get arrested. Drunk riding. Over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Flexible, secure, fun. Oh, and great pay, too. Are you not sure what you want to do for a career? Or are you thinking of changing careers? Being a dental hygienist or dental assistant may be the perfect fit for you and provides all of these perks plus more. Talk with a dentist in your community or visit oda.org to learn more. Become a valuable member of the dental team and start helping people love their smile. This message is brought to you by the members of the Ohio Dental Association.
Do you have foot pain? Foot pain is not normal regardless of your age or job. Podiatric physicians are the most qualified doctors to care for your feet and can provide important foot care solutions or shoe inserts to better manage foot pain. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association podiatric physicians are located throughout the state and are dedicated to providing the highest quality foot and ankle care. We've been serving the profession and the public for over 100 years. To find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
Do you subscribe to The Fan's YouTube channel? Well, why not? Catch our best interviews, stupid man and bone videos, and live video of our shows as they happen.
You can participate in your neighborhood watch.
Search 971 The Fan and subscribe today.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
That's all for this week's Ohio Sports Magazine. Thank you so much to this week's guests, radio play-by-play announcer for the Cleveland Cavaliers, Tim Alcorn, and Mary Mertz, director of the Ohio Department of Natural Resources. Thanks to all of our Locked On podcast contributors this week as well. For Bodie Wells, Jay Fox, Eric Reeser, and Paul Keels, I'm Kate Burdett. Thanks for listening to Ohio Sports Magazine. Join us next week here on the Ohio News Network.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.